So before we get started, please take a minute to like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, and Twitter at iShipItPod. You can also visit us on our website, iShipItPod.com, or email any questions or comments directly at iShipItPod, or to us at iShipItPod@gmail.com. And every time I say this, I feel like Alexi Darling from Buzzline.
You can email me at darlingalexi@newscom.net, or you can page me at...
But if you are feeling supportive and you want to help us grow, you can donate via PayPal, shop our Amazon affiliate link, or buy us a coffee. And last but certainly not least, please rate and review us on iTunes and tell your friends that you ship it.
Pretty please.
Thor ate a lot of Pop-Tarts in these fanfics.
It is a hot garbage fire.
Do you not know what sex pollen is?
I mean, phantom seed. What?
I don't care. I ship it. I don't care.
Hey there, geek girls, geek boys, and geeks beyond the binary. This is Emily J with the I Ship It podcast, your safe space on the internet for fanfiction, fandom, and all that stuff you've been pretending you're not reading on your phones. Whew. You know, every week I start this and I think like, well, I don't have to do an update. We're all in this together. We all know what's going on. But like, man, guys, this is a suck salad of a week, this past one. We're in week 3 of quarantine for those playing along at home. And I sincerely hope you are at home because that's where the fuck you should be right now. Just like first week, I was like, oh, this is kind of novel. Second week, less novel. Third week, just like a bunch of bad shit. Just like people got laid off, a lot of them. Horrible, heartbreaking news from like the front lines of the medical community. Deaths and huge upticks in diagnoses. It's just like the worst. And I don't know. I mean, I don't even know how I'm doing. I can't even imagine how anybody else is doing. I have no idea how I'm doing right now. One of my friends texted me this morning and was like, how are you doing? I love you. And I haven't texted her back yet because, like, I don't know. I don't have any idea how I'm doing. Like, I think I'm okay. And then, you know, like, I was on Facebook and a friend randomly posted something that was like, 2020 is like when Scar took over Pride Rock in The Lion King, and I lost my fucking shit. It was like, absolutely not. I was like filled with this righteous anger and was like, the fuck it is. 2017 is like when Scar took over Pride Rock. Duh. 2020 at this point right now is like when Simba comes back and everything's all fucking barren wastelanded and like he's acting like a fucking warlord and he's yelling at Simba's mom and he's like, where's all our food? And she's like, your bitch ass hyena friends ate it all, dick. And you know, now it's like 6 months, maybe, hopefully less. Then like, this is what 2020 is. It's like the point when all the hyenas realize that he fucking lied to them to get into office, or I'm sorry, you know, head of the pride, whatever you want to call it. And then they all fucking turn on him and eat him. That's what I said on Facebook. So that's a matter of public record. I thought it was okay. And then I realized I'd hit send on that. And that's what's going on with me. So I'm not sure, friend who texted me this morning, I'm not sure that there's a better way to answer that question than me asking you to just listen to this little opening monologue of my podcast. I really don't know. I hope to stabilize at some point.
We all hope.
I sincerely hope that at the very least, possibly by this time next week, I will have an answer for the question, how are you? We'll see, won't we? It's not all bad, though. There are some good things that happened this week in my solitude. Well, my co-solitude with my sexy, not so silent this week producer.
I'm over here too.
Hey.
Hi.
I say as though we're not sitting in the same office.
I mean, hi.
Hi. How are you?
A little positive spin on that.
So in our co-solitude, I found out that I can bake banana nut bread.
Like a champ.
and oatmeal raisin cookies.
Also like a champ.
I made ciabatta bread for the first time. Honestly, it doesn't taste any different than white bread. I appreciate that Jared tried to, you know, ask me what made it different, as if like there was something that like he just wasn't aware of that he could lie to me about, which was very sweet.
I mean, it had a ciabatta-y consistency.
It looks like ciabatta bread. Like, yeah. Doesn't. No.
You could mistake it sitting next to ciabatta bread.
On the outside. Once you cut into it, it doesn't look any different than white bread. It, whatever. I fucking
I mean, it
baked
it.
Yeah, it was
it
fine.
It wasn't bad bread. Just might not have been ciabatta.
It was, because I baked it the way Paul Hollywood said to.
I mean, who am I to argue?
I don't know.
Not with Paul.
Certainly not with Paul. That's for sure. Not in my kitchen. Other good things that happened this week, you know, maybe not everybody cares, but it certainly happened at the best possible time, is that Mr. Captain America Chris Evans decided to read, "If you give a dog a donut" on Instagram while wearing a red flannel shirt. And that was pretty great. I needed that. So thank you. Thanks, Chris. A bunch of people are reading stories. There's some thing going on. I don't know what the fuck it's called. It's like Save with Stories or something. As if I have nothing but time, I really could have looked this up before I decided to put it in this podcast. But you can look it up. It's a hashtag. Save with Stories. They're donating food when they read stories. I don't know. Anyway, it's good. Whatever. People are reading children's books. And I prefer that so much to being sung at by celebrities when I didn't ask for it. Like, I get uncomfortable when people sing to me one-on-one anyway. Like, maybe some people find that romantic, but if it's just like some person singing at me, I'm very, very uncomfortable. I'm not even comfortable when I do musicals and I have to be sung at. So me going on Instagram for a while was like playing Russian roulette. It was just like anybody could be singing at any time. It was a very scary, scary place.
This is the truth. I've done musicals with her. She's
I'm
strangely unnerved by being sung at directly.
I don't know what to do. Like, this is not a natural state. Even if I'm in a world where it's supposed to be, and this is how this person is choosing to express their feelings to me, this is not a natural state of being. So I don't know how to react.
And notice you've done a good job of playing characters who are in, you know, confusing situations.
Yes,
so
yeah.
So you can play off that.
Can play it off like the musical episode of Buffy.
It's a feature, not a bug.
Where even the people singing are confused why they're doing it. I think that would be actually my dream musical would be in Buffy, so that I could act like it's as unnatural a thing as it really is. Speaking of Chris Evans, since it's my podcast and we have to. It's been a minute since he's done anything worth mentioning, so here we are. The trailer for the new show he's in, it's like a limited series TV movie type deal called Defending Jacob, dropped on Wednesday. And a friend of mine sent it to me. She goes, hold tight to them daddy issues, girl. Because, like, yeah, he plays an angry, hot lawyer dad in Boston whose son is accused of, I want to say, first-degree murder. And, like, charged with it. They are certainly not afraid of the slate gray color scheme. The whole trailer is this one color. But it looks really intense. And I read the synopsis of the book. I didn't want to read the book that it's based off of because I didn't want to give it away. But it looks really intense and it looks really good. And Michelle Dockery from Downton Abbey plays his wife. And the kid himself, is the kid who played Bill in It Chapter One. So he was also Knives Out with Chris Evans, and he was not given a lot to do in that, but he was great. He's always great. He was wonderful in It. I'm excited to see this. It looks very good. And it's a, you know, kind of thriller, murder, legal thing, which is right up my alley. Somebody dies horribly, and then we have to figure out why and who did it and who doesn't love that. But only problem is it's available. It's only coming out through on Apple TV Plus, which, like, we need another streaming service. Like, we need a hole in the head. But there might be a free trial situation, so that's probably how I'll watch it. Because, you know, we got this here depression on, and can't go willy nilly with your streaming services anymore like you used to. So that's where I'm at. If you have seen this trailer, I'm curious what your thoughts are. God knows my good friends at Tumblr have gifted the ever-loving fuck out of it. So I know, even if I don't get to watch the show, I will know exactly what happens, at least in every single one of the scenes that Chris is in, because somebody will have gifted for me and put it on Tumblr. And that's really what I love about Tumblr. So heads up, producer. That's a thing I'm going to figure out how to watch in like a month.
So, noted.
Noted. So I'm not going to pay for it, though. I'm not going to steal it.
It's probably a good thing since we're both unemployed now.
Yeah. So remember all those little things I say at the beginning of every episode about how to support us? If you're feeling like you're still, you know, employed and your job isn't on the line and you want to, you know, throw us a little cheddar cheese, we would not be too proud to take it at this point. So moving on, I have my next little, remember last week I said I was going to do this little thing, Artist Alley, to give a little shout out to some artists who have had to cancel conventions or craft shows or other ways that they make their money, especially in the springtime. It's a big time for cons. And because this fucking virus ruins everything, it has taken the ability for those people to, you know, have a chance to make some money. So every week I am featuring an artist in my Artist Alley. And this week it is the artist, the shop is called Kesnick's Curios. And it's all 2Ks. She is UK based. And she does handmade beaded decorations and jewelry. And her stuff is really, really pretty. It's like a lot of silver and beads. She does like sun catchers and earrings and keychains, other kinds of jewelry as well, like little wine glass jars. It all has like a fairy garden kind of vibe. It's really pretty. It's very delicate. And I think it's great. I love it. The bookmarks are really cool. It took me a second to realize, like, I mean, I knew what they were, but I was like, how would I use that? And then I was like, oh, but it would look so cool on a show. Anyway, you're going to get the link in the show notes. I invite you to check it out. Right now, she is accepting orders through her website itself. There are ways to contact her there. So give her a spin if you are curious and if you want to, support an artist in this crazy trying time. I recommend that you check her out. There will also be another little prop for her stuff on Friday on our socials. If you want to see something specific, check that out as well. So it's all my housekeeping, my old news. Not really old news. I don't know, I don't have segments. I mean, I do sometimes, but then I get rid of them. If you know why So Salty has not been here for 3 weeks, because everything is salty and I can no longer distinguish what makes me specifically angry above the din, because so much is happening. That's just, whew. So, I could go on. I could get salty about a lot of things right now, but I will also put out a little call for if you have something that is filling you with brine and you think it might also make me angry. I feel like by this point I'm, what, 89 episodes in? 87 episodes? 87 episodes. I feel like by now you guys probably know the kinds of things that will piss me off. So if you want to jump into an inbox somewhere and send me something fandom related that you think would piss me off to kind of recenter, refocus my salt, I would welcome that. Feel free. Piss me off. In the meantime, our topic du jour is, given everything that's going on, right, and how crazy everything is and how 100% different all of our lives are, with the exception of like people in Italy perhaps and China, but for the most part, I don't think I have any listeners in Italy or China, but for the most part, everybody who's listening to this, last month our lives were completely different. 17 years ago, when March began, we were younger, more innocent, simpler times. Life was 100% one way, and now it is entirely the other way. And that's really just taking a toll. As you could tell by my dwindling sanity in the first act of this, It's taken a toll. And I just think maybe this week it's time to take comfort in the things that we love. And I love fanfic. I love reading and writing fanfic. So I am taking comfort in that. And I'm taking comfort in the indulgent kind, okay? The ridiculously fluffy, just like happy ending, so many like just sweetness and kisses and like my favorites just being in love with each other. No angst with a fluffy end. No, fuck your angst right now. I don't want it. I don't need it. I just want fluff. I just want there to be a big blanket fort full of happy, beautiful characterization and just like, I've said this before, there are two faces you have when you're reading fanfic, especially in public, which like we don't go anymore, but you know, when we were in public and reading fic, when it's smut, right? When your fucking favorite is getting railed and like it's like really good smut and you're like, yes, this is everything I wanted. It's a total dead face Van Damme. Like you could be reading an accountant's ledger. That's the way your face is supposed to look when you're reading smut. And I don't know anybody who can't do it. So even if you think you don't have a poker face, you probably do when you're reading a smutty fanfic in public. That's just a rule. It's something that we all do. And that's like, I think it's like a self-preservation thing. Like back when we were cavemen reading smutty fanfic in public, like that's how we didn't get eaten by tigers. But now we've lost that for the ability to read fluff. And again, I don't know anybody who can do this. I don't know anybody who can read it fluff with a straight face, with like just, you know, Van Damme at porn style. No. If it's fluffy, if it's just like your faves, like Steve Rogers bringing Darcy Lewis her favorite cup of coffee, I can't even say that without getting a big stupid smile on my face. Like it's just squealing and you're like hitting somebody next to you like, this is so cute. Anyway, that's the kind of fix that I'm reading this week. I just want the fluff and I want to squeal internally because my God, there is nothing to squeal about externally right now. I just want you to know that there's no shame in that. All right. There's just no shame. The whole point of this podcast is there's no shame in enjoying the things that you love. And there's absolutely no shame in kind of building yourself a fortress of fluffy, happy things to get through whatever the fuck is going on in the world right now. But I have this friend, she has to be like, I think she's the biggest romantic in the entire world. Like she's just this beautiful, amazing heart. And she's so soft and so sweet. And I would say that she's too good and pure for this world, but that would imply that we don't need someone as good and sweet and soft as she is. And that's absolutely the exact opposite. But she told me a million trillion years ago when I first met her, that she only liked to read things that have happy endings. And she only watches movies where everything works out and everyone's okay in the end. And I think I was like 23 at the time. And I probably said something horrible because you're an awful person when you're 23. No offense to all 23-year-olds. But I personally was a horrible person when I was 23. And I probably said something like, oh, but that's so boring and happy endings are so dull, blah, blah, blah. And it implied that I was somehow better by reading and watching things that hurt me and left me hurting and didn't end happily. And now, God, I get it. I really do. I am so sorry that I didn't before because man, do I get it now. Happy endings are so necessary. Fluff is so fucking necessary. I've said this before, but it bears repeating. Please keep reading and writing things that end happily, because otherwise it's just like, why was I there? Was I there to be a voyeur to somebody else's misery? I mean, yes, you know, sci-fi things where all shit goes crazy. But like, for instance, this movie came out, what, 2014? When did Gravity come out, babe? 2014?
Good question.
Something along those lines. I just want to make sure that it's far enough along that I don't have to worry about spoilers. I don't just say like spoiler alert. But Gravity is a movie with Sandra Bullock.
2013.
Okay. Sandra Bullock is in Gravity. And it's one of those movies when we left the theater, I was like, oh, the tagline of that movie could have been Sandra Bullock has the worst day in space ever.
Sandra Bullock breaks everything in space.
She does. She has a shit day in space. Like, everything breaks. She almost dies 7,000 times. Almost dies at the very end. Like, she gets back to Earth and she almost dies there. And I was sitting in the theater thinking, like, if she does not get out of this fucking spaceship, if she does not live through this, Jared's never picking a movie ever again.
Spoiler alert, she gets hit by a pickup truck.
No! Oh, my God.
That's not how it ends. It's like, wow, it's an absurd comedy at the very end.
But
super serious up until the end.
No, I was like, this has to work out, because otherwise I was just a voyeur to this woman's demise. And that's... What? I don't want to pay $14 to do that. Like, I'm fine without having done that. Thanks. But she doesn't die, and she does survive. And because of that, I was like, okay, holy fuck. All of that misery was worth it, right? Well, I mean, we lost George Clooney along the way, so I don't know. But
spoilers.
Oh, my God. It's
7 years old.
It's 7 years old.
Kidding. Jeez. So punchy. It's like you've been cooped up inside for 3 weeks.
But this is my point, is that the happy ending makes everything worth it. So if you're reading something where everything's going wrong and you're like, oh my God, and you maybe you know already how it ends or whatever, but like if you feel like maybe the ending is not going to be worth it and you're already kind of depressed, by all means, please stop reading. Or, you know, if you're writing something even and you're like, I feel like I'm torturing my characters a lot. Oh, my God. Make it end well. Give them something for all that they've been through. OK. I mean, that's the point, is yes, you can put people through things. You should put people through things, put characters through things, have conflict, have all kinds of crazy stuff. But my God, please, please let it end happily. Because the real world is not giving us happy endings right now. They are withholding. They. It. Whatever. Who cares? Things are scary and dire right now. And we need fluff. And we need happy endings. And we need comfort and joy and warmth wherever we can get it. And never, ever, ever let anybody make you feel like there's anything wrong with taking solace in your happy endings. Okay? That is my message for the week for you. That is what I want you to take from this. And if nothing else, I have some really great fluffy fucking fix for you guys this week. Each of these guaranteed to make you go, at least a little bit. And if you don't, you come and talk to me, because I will tell you that you did not read them right. And I will tell you where you should have squealed. So, we're going to start with, I feel, one of the fluffiest characters. So the character with the potential for the most fluff in the Harry Potter universe. Every fic that I've ever read that just focuses on her is a joy. I even when they put her through things, I'm like, this is a joyful character. It's Luna Lovegood. I love Luna. She's one of my favorites. She's so weird and just kind and sweet and respectful and everything I love about her. She's just the best. So anytime I find a good quality Luna-centric fic, I'm like, yes, chef's kiss. This one is called Repeated 1,000 Times in Golden Ink, which is just like a really beautiful title, I think. And it's by Lullaby Nell. And the whole thing is that Luna and Ginny and Colin Creevy, which I think is a fun little trio, are in the library in their sixth year. Would have been sixth year? Seventh? No. Yeah. Well, doesn't matter. It would have been, yeah, I guess their fifth year. And they notice that somebody underneath the table has drawn one of the professors. It's Professor McGonagall. But like, not her as a cat, but like if Professor McGonagall herself was a cat, so like a cat or a cat body on like McGonagall's face, and they notice that there are a couple others, and then Luna starts drawing, and it's like they kind of decorate the whole underside of the table with these professor animals. And they're so cute, and it's this beautiful little friendship fic. And then there's also like this mysterious kind of like, well, who did the original drawings? Like, who's adding to this when we're not here? It's adorable. I loved it. So like, yay. And, you know, it's always nice to go to a nice quiet corner in Hogwarts when everything is spiraling out of control as it is now. Because if you recall, things got real bad in the Harry Potter universe as well. And that turned out okay. I mean, a lot of death, but we're already at that point. So, you know, a lot of maybe needless death, I might say. But you know, they triumphed as well. Had it gone another way, I probably wouldn't be a fan. Probably wouldn't frequently talk about it as much as I do. Next one up, they're just so fucking fluffy. I just talked about these three recently. This is a Leverage OT3, if you recall. My OT3 episode is one true threesome. And the threesome being canon, the only canon threesome ever, especially on TV, of Elliot, Parker, and Hardison from Leverage. This is called The Three Ring Job by Huge Alien Pie. Again, killer author names, guys. Killer pen names. Well done. It's Elliot, Parker, and Hardison go to Sophie and Nate's wedding, and I can't tell you exactly what happened because that would be the entire plot, but I want you to read it because it's so cute, and it's not just like the fluffy OT3 stuff, which it is wonderful, but there's also the layer of Sophie and Nate getting married, which is like extra wonderful. It's just pure fucking fluff and adorable. Okay, so enjoy that one, because you know you should. So then we have then we're gonna go into Darcy Land, because I haven't been there for a minute and I miss it and I love it. I asked my Darcy Land friends on our little chat room thing what kind of fluff they are to recommend, even their own fluff, which I think is actually a very powerful thing to do, because when you have a bunch of fluff that you yourself have written, it's nice to see who can, like, you know, when people pick, like, but this is the fluffiest of the fluff that I've written, so I want you to have this one. So I got some self-recs this week, which is wonderful, and they were all great. I'm going to start with a new ship name, which I have not mentioned on this podcast before, Shock and Awe. And it is Darcy and Carol Danvers / Captain Marvel. And anything with Darcy, as I've told you before, is like Taser or Shock because of how she comes into the MCU. But so Shock and Awe, Shock, Darcy, Awe, Carol. It is a fem slash, obviously. And this one is called The One Where They Play Animal Crossing by Where Is Arizona. Now, I don't know what Animal Crossing is. I know it is a coping mechanism that the entire country has embraced. Jer, you haven't played it, right?
Nope.
No.
But I've also read a lot of tweets about it.
A lot of tweets. What we
they
can
all seem very funny.
I was gonna say, what we can determine is it's like you do chores for animals. I don't know. Is that what happens?
I think so.
Like an angry raccoon is like bossing you around and you have to do chores for him? I don't know what it is. Anyway, it's taken the world by storm. Everybody's playing it.
It's been around for a while too.
Yeah, but some new game just came out or an update or a thing.
We've done so much research.
We have had literally nothing but time, and I've done nothing to research these things that I'm mentioning. But it doesn't matter. Everyone but us in this office are playing Animal Crossing. That makes it sound like we're in an office building with a bunch of people. Or that, like, the cats outside are just doing nothing but playing Animal Crossing. With the exception of the two people in this office, everybody else in the world, I think, has played Animal Crossing. And that extends to, I guess, Where Is Arizona? I assume she has played Animal Crossing. and Darcy and Carol. They are incredibly cute. This is pure fluff. It's pure fluff. And as the author mentioned when she wrecked it to me, super hella gay, which, like, if you're going to write about Carol Danvers, of course it's going to be super hella gay because Carol is super gay. And anybody who wants to disagree with me on that can expect a verbal fist fight once we're done quarantining, perhaps a physical one as well. I will die on that hill. Everybody knows. So it's adorable. It's fluffy. It's about Animal Crossing. It's got Carol and Darcy. I don't know what else you want. If there is anything else, perhaps these other two fics will give it to you. But I doubt it because that pretty much has it all. So this will just be icing on the cake, right? Next one is Winter Shock, which is the Winter Soldier and Darcy Lewis. So Bucky Barnes, my second boyfriend. It's called Dirty Laundry. It's by Siebel Says. And it's, these are all one shots, by the way. These are quick and easy. These are not time commitments that you need to make. These are just a pick me up for an afternoon. This one's called, like I said, Dirty Laundry by Siebel Says. And it is basically, she breaks down Bucky and Darcy's entire relationship from like the day they meet to years and years in the future. Basically about the two of them swapping and borrowing each other's clothes. And it's just like so fluffy. I don't even go here. This is not my ship. They are my bro teepee. And even I was like, it's so fluffy and cute. So if they are your ship, if you like them a lot, if you're curious about what Winter Shock might entail, please check this out. She has a bunch of fluffy Winter Shock. Actually, that's her jam. That's her thing that she does. And I highly recommend. Based on this one, I highly recommend. I think you should check them out. So enjoy. And the last one is I'm going to end on some Shield Shock fluff because that's my jam and it's my show and my depression that we're combating right now. So this one is called Court Me with Cake by I Believe in Turtles. And it's Darcy trying to figure out when Steve's actual birthday is. She doesn't believe that it's the 4th of July. And in this fic, it is not. So she just keeps baking him cakes that say like happy birthday, Steve, and just random days. And he's like, this is not my birthday. It's so cute. And bonus reasons that I love it. A, I love cake. B, it was gifted to me as a birthday gift a couple years ago by I Believe in Turtles. And it's so adorable. It was part of the best birthday ever when I got a whole bunch of people, when a whole bunch of people banded together and wrote me Shield Shock fanfics. And it was amazing. So, and in this one, I share a birthday with Steve, which is so cute. I loved it. It's really fluffy. It's really adorable. And so many cakes. I love cake. I even love reading about cake. I am withholding making cake because I'll just eat it all because Jer's not so much a fan of cake. So I can't add it to my baking repertoire because I'll just eat 24 cupcakes all on my own.
Truth.
And we don't need that. We don't need that. We're already going to leave this quarantine looking like all the grown-ups from WALL-E. I think maybe holding off on the cake is probably a good idea. So that's pretty much all I have for this week. Love of my life. Do you have anything to add?
Nope.
All right, then. Well, don't be too jealous because I'm going to go look at a different wall for a while. I think I'll vacation in the living room this evening. But yeah, I mean, guys, read your stuff that makes you happy. All right. Read your stuff. Take care of yourself. I'm not going to say like, oh, here's a list about self-care, blah, blah, blah. You can go on any fucking Instagram and look at a list of self-care. You know what all the things to do. Just actually take care of yourselves. Do things that you like. Do things that make you happy. Or at least take your mind off of the shit that's going on. All right. That's all I ask. That's all I'm trying to do. Anyway. So enjoy these fics. I hope they bring you some comfort and some joy. And some fluffy squeals. Until next time, I want you to have a wonderful week. Stay safe, stay healthy, and get your ship together.